Welcome to the Fams Podcast. It's your boy Jay Bay. We talk about it all: family, abs, money, music, sports. Man, I can't take some of these artists seriously after I get done looking at them. And therefore, I do not watch music videos anymore. I don't. Can't do it. Can't do it, man. You know, especially with like social media, like giving you a deeper dive into who these people are and how they act and behave in real life, regular life. It's like, yeah, nah, man, I can't do it. And I'm not going to point out any artists specifically, but it's just some artists, man, that seem like they sing love songs right now. And I'm just like, nah, I can't be watching your love song videos. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do it. And I mean, I grew up on 106 Park, you know, MTV, you know, just like there's like all the music channels. Like, that's basically what we watch. Like, it's crazy to think, like, you got home, you watch the music channels, right? The music videos. And, you know, now I can't remember the last time I watched a music video. Years. It's been a couple of years, actually. And, you know, one quick run that I had where I was actually watching some music videos was when Jade had cable at her spot. And mistake right there, right? Cable, man, if you got cable today, you're getting played. She has seen the light, so we don't have cable, but she had cable and she used to have the music videos on sometimes. And so I get over there and I'm like, I get a chance to watch some music videos. And at first I was like, man, yo, I haven't seen a music video. I haven't seen this music video. Oh man, I haven't seen this music video either. You know, at about five videos in, it was like, okay, bro, we get it. You ain't seen no music videos. But, you know, that was the little run I had there where it was just like, man, this is crazy. Like, oh man, this is crazy. And then, you know, a couple days later, I was like, yeah, no, this is why I don't watch music videos, because they're lame, right? And not only lame, but like just like the people in the videos are lame. Like, there's a clear separation for me between the person, their music, and the person in the video and the music. Like, that's two different worlds. And if I have to visually see you and, you know, you distract from the actual song instead of enhancing the song, it's going to be a no for me. You know, I got to get away from it. It's kind of strange, man. It's kind of strange because I know people who are like, I need the music video to see like a visual. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want that. I want to create my own visual representation of what this song means, not take the one that you're giving me. You know, especially if the one that you're giving me is kind of weird, man. I gotta, yeah. So I never actually thought about it like that. I'm like reading a book and creating a character and, you know, creating the storyline and this amazing like fantasy, right, in your mind of what it is and isn't and all this cool stuff. And then like the reality of it is like not that, you know. It can be disappointing. And so it's a weird thing, man. It's a weird thing. You know, I'm not a big fantasy kind of book reader, right? Like, I didn't read like the Harry Potters and stuff like that. So I didn't visually build those things out of my mind. But right now, today, if I was reading books like that, I would never watch the movies. You know, I would never watch the movie. It's just like every time people watch movies that way, they're extremely disappointed. That's how I feel about music videos. That is exactly how I feel about music videos. I mean, like literal artists where I'm like, oh man, that's a good song, I could do that. And then you see the videos and you're like, dang. Right. Or like, I can't even follow them on like social media. Right. I don't want to even look at you, man. Like, I just want the music and put the music out. The music's good. You know, all the rest of the stuff, I'm good on it. I'm super good on it, actually. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. And the reason I'm actually pointing this out is because the other day, like, the song came out, man. I like the song a lot. And it's just like a little chill jam, right? Like, super chill. Like you could like play it with pretty much anybody in the car. And it's like chill enough to where like you could play it with like other dudes in the car and it ain't gonna be like, hey man, turn this off, man. You know, you could be like that. But then you could also play it with your mom or your aunt, you know, and if it was kinda in the background, if you in the car with like work friends, it was a cool song. And then I saw who made it and I was like, dang, man. Dang. I don't not like the song, but it just like has just a little different, like, this dude made it. Like, it's weird. You know, like I'm cool on it. Because it doesn't really fit the whole everything, right? It was kind of like, it's kind of like Safari. Like, Safari had no chance in the music game. Just because of everything that happened to him on social media and how he got in bed, like he had no chance. And no, his brand, and that's ultimately, I guess, what it is, right? The branding of the artist or the person or whatever is just not on par with what, you know, the music they're putting out or, you know, whatever they're doing with it. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a strong no for me. And so, yeah, man, it happened the other day. It was extremely disappointing, you know. Extremely disappointing. I guess that's probably what the issue is with it. But yeah, man, we gotta either like put out some better music videos or, you know, give it a shot, man. Stop watching these music videos, just start listening to the music, and you know that actually helps me appreciate the new age, right? The new hip hop. Is that I don't have to look at them, I just get it. You know, I don't have to look at them. I just get a chance to hear the music. And I mean, I guess that's probably half the battle right there. You know, that's probably half the battle. Like even like the difference of watching like the Gambino freestyle on like Sway in the Morning. Super fire if you haven't seen it. Or even the one on the other radio station. She had another one I can't even think of the name of the radio station. But either one of those, like watching the videos, I'm like, man, this dude's kind of weird. You know, and I still love the videos, you know, and it's almost interesting to see how he thinks or how he's processing information and, you know, that kind of thing. But like, it just sounds so much doper when you just listen to it in the car. And not just the car, just because, like, you know, the car's always going to have a better. Or for the most part, it's gonna have a better feel acoustically, I guess. You know, I just really enjoy listening to music in the car, but it just sounds better just listening to the lyrics, right? Listening to the flow and not having the visual representation of everything. But at the same time, as you watch the video or as you just listen to the song, the music video represents space. You know, represents space in your mind. It's kind of a weird deal, but the space that is normally not taken up when I'm listening to music if I don't watch the videos. So this is a crazy little thing I realized the other day. And even more crazy because of so many memories hanging out with friends and family watching these music videos. And as I actually kind of think back onto it. You know, I was more intrigued with, even at that time of watching the music videos, just more intrigued with the environment of people and what everybody was doing and how everybody got excited and jumped up and, like, you know, that kind of thing. More so than the music video, because I'm thinking about it and I remember very few actual music videos and our songs. You know, that were on during those moments and more about what everybody was doing. You know, it was crazy, except for that boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you're gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide. That video, yeah, that's probably the one that just, you know, that and the Maze joint. But yeah. I don't watch music videos, man. But I want to make one though. I do. I want to produce one music video. Not of my own. right? Not of my own. Yeah, I thought I was done there, but now I want to produce one music video at some point, someday goal. I think that's why Lil Wayne's like mixtapes like were smash hit. He never made music videos to him. You know, never made music videos. So I like the Wiz Khalifa, like Cushion Orange Juice mixtape that he dropped. And if he did have music videos, I've never seen him. So I feel good about that. I feel good that I've never seen anything that, you know, like takes up the, you know, my creativity out of my brain for me. Like I'm excited about that's what it is. I just figured that out talking through it right now. I had never thought about it in that light. But it's definitely that, man. Like it is definitely that. And I'm excited about that. So Founds Podcast. It's your boy J Bay at JBird7864 on IG. Follow your boy. Founds Podcast, we out.